Peter Ares' Dinosaur Adventure. Once upon a time, in a small town where the sun always beamed a little brighter, lived a boy named Peter Ares. Peter had a wild imagination and a deep love for dinosaurs. He would spend hours reading about these magnificent creatures and dreaming of a world where he could meet them face to face. One magical day, while exploring his grandfather's attic, Peter stumbled upon an odd-looking box. Excited, he dusted off the box and discovered an ancient clock with glowing numbers and symbols. "This must be Grandpa's time machine," he whispered with wide-eyed wonder. With a skip in his step, Peter set the clock to 65 million years ago and pushed the big red button. In a flash of light, the world spun around him, and he felt as though he was flying through a tunnel of swirling colors and stars. When Peter opened his eyes, he was standing in a dense, lush forest. Giant trees towered above, and ferns spread out as far as the eye could see. Excitement coursed through him as he spotted a triceratops munching on leaves nearby. Gently, Peter approached, marveling at its size and the three fierce horns on its head. "Hello, mighty dinosaur," Peter said quietly, not wanting to startle it. Just then, a curious sound reached his ears. A distant... Peter followed the sound and found himself face to face with the king of dinosaurs, a Tyrannosaurus Rex. But instead of being scary, the T-Rex just seemed curious, sniffing around with bright eyes. Peter couldn't believe he was really there, living out his wildest dreams. He watched the dinosaurs, drew sketches in his notebook, and even saw a playful group of velociraptors dashing through the underbrush. As the sun began to set, Peter knew it was time to return home. He raced back to the spot where he had arrived and pressed the red button again. The world spun. And when it stopped, he was back in his grandfather's attic. Peter grinned, clutching his notebook of sketches and memories of an adventure he'd never forget, filled with friends from a time long before. And from that day on, not only did he have tales of ancient beasts, but a true dinosaur experience etched in his heart forever.